Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me shall never thirst. Dear friends, there's a beanstalk in my hometown of Aberdeen, South Dakota. My parents are here this morning. I have to be nice to remind them of the things back at home, right? They just moved here from Aberdeen, South Dakota, and no joke, we have a beanstalk. And on the top of that beanstalk, a giant. And at the bottom of the beanstalk, there's a red button. And if you press the red button, you hear these words. Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he alive or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. Very good, bread. It may be gross, but the kind of bread that that giant wants to eat is ground up with Jack's bones. Kind of gross. Thankfully, Jack was nimble. And Jack was quick. And Jack used his axe to chop down the beanstalk and a flick. So there was no bread made from Jack's bones, thanks be to God. One thing all bread on earth has in common, no matter whether it's bread made at Subway, or at Sweetheart Bakery, Mom, or at the Giant's Oven, or in Mom's Kitchen. All bread made on earth has an expiration date. Man cannot manufacture bread that lasts. And whatever bread you eat, whether toast or bagel or English muffin, you'll still be hungry about 2 or 3 hours later. Just wait and see. Even manna in the Old Testament that God provided for the Israelites, that couldn't satisfy the hungry heart, though it did sustain Israel for 40 years along with the quail. But because it couldn't satisfy the hungry heart with faith and everlasting trust in God, therefore, a greater bread was needed. We all on earth have problems, don't we? I have them, you have them. Some of us eat the bread of idleness. Others of us eat the bread of idolatry. We worship false gods. Some of us even eat the bread of adultery. We are one, we become one with the wrong person. Others of us, like Israel of old, grumble against the Lord and all his works and all his ways. We eat the bread of discontent. In fact, we are as sinful, if not more sinful, than all of our parents, our fathers in the wilderness, and our great-grandparents in the garden. Like the people of Capernaum in Jesus' day, we might chase after a man who can multiply loaves without ingredients and without an oven. But in the end, we will only have food that perishes, food that is temporary, a temporary fix, and perhaps some infatuation with that food on a temporary basis. No pun intended, but even that will pass. Therefore, a greater bread is needed. A bread that lasts. This greater bread is the bread Jesus is offering today in the Gospel from John 6. It is the true bread from heaven. It satisfies the hungry heart. It is the answer to the bread of idleness, idolatry, adultery, grumbling, and discontent. Indeed, this bread grants the forgiveness of sins. This bread is known by another name, the bread of God, the bread that is a person. Verse 33 says, the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives his life to the world. The people said to him, sir, give us this bread always. For indeed, all other bread is dead. And so Jesus said in reply, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not go hungry, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. Now, the giant I mentioned earlier wanted to grind Jack's bones to make his bread. And in so doing, Jack would die and the bread would be baked with a dead body. The giant is a cannibal. But Christians are definitely not cannibals. We don't eat Jack. We eat Jesus. Jack is a dead fairy tale. Jesus is a living reality, a living God, a God and man. He's a friend of sinners. Our Jesus, true God, true man, true bread, is alive. He was born in Bethlehem, the house of bread. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, was buried. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. Death was swallowed up by life, St. Paul says. Death lost its sting. Jesus is now alive and offers us the bread of his body, the bread of eternal life. We don't need magic beans, more cows, or hens that lay golden eggs. We have something far more precious and effective, the bread from heaven, Jesus. Living bread, true bread from heaven, living bread. So do not labor for the food that perishes. Labor rather for the food that endures to eternal life, which cannot earn by your own works or desire or merit by any human power or work. Rather, the Son of Man will give it to you. The Son of Man gives it to you. So repent of your ways. And give up your worthless bread and receive the bread from him who says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will not hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus, the bread of life. Amen.